Pope Benedict made an appeal for the West African nation of Guinea during his Angelus address on Sunday. The nation has been going through a political crisis for weeks and is currently under martial law.
I vescovi di quella nazione mi hanno espresso la loro apprensione.
The Pope said the bishops of that nation had expressed to him their apprehension about the current social paralysis in the nation, which is suffering general strikes and violence, which has claimed many victims. He said that in calling for respect for human and civil rights, he assures the people of his prayers so that the common good and recourse to the way of dialogue may lead to an end to the crisis. The Holy Father also spoke about Christian nonviolence, looking at the gospel for the day.
Il Vangelo di questa domenica contiene una delle parole più tipiche e forti.
He said this gospel passage is rightly considered to be the Magna Carta of Christian nonviolence, which consists not of giving in to evil, according to a false interpretation of turning the other cheek, but in responding to evil with good, and thus breaking the chains of injustice. Pope Benedict said that for Christians, nonviolence is not merely tactical behavior, but rather a personal way of being, the attitude of one who is so convinced of the love and strength of God that he's not afraid to face evil armed with just the weapons of love and truth.
In vari paesi dell'Oriente si celebra oggi il Capodanno lunare.
After reciting the Angelus, the Holy Father also sent greetings to those countries in the East celebrating the Lunar New Year. He sent those celebrating with their families the best wishes of joy and serenity. When speaking in English, he reminded Christians of the upcoming season of Lent, which begins on Wednesday.
As we prepare to enter the holy season of Lent, let us recognize our sins and weaknesses and deepen our desire to forgive and to grow in compassion.
The Pope will mark Ash Wednesday in the Roman Basilica Santa Sabina, located on the Aventine Hill. I'm Charles Collins.